MMH, the home of rock radio.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight. Only on MMH, the home of rock radio. And I'm delighted to welcome Dan, who does vocals for that wonderful band. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Here in the forest of Quebec.
It looks brilliant. I wish people could see it. It looks amazing. What is that? How you would describe yourself as blackened death metal?
Yeah, blackened death metal is a good name to describe our music, but it's far more than only blackened death metal. We have a lot of crust and speed influence through it, but to make it short, blackened death metal is a good word. I will say like blackened death crust.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. And are you happy with the new album? It sounds, what I've heard, it sounds absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, well, for me, it's like the fourth full length. If I take Voraz, that was like an EP, but we make it into a compilation and we add more song to it. So for me, it's kind of a full length with all the song that we add.
Yeah.
So, but Chaos Mortem is really, it's the apex of what we could do in terms of blast beat technicality, and it's fucking catchy, man.
Yeah, it is. And there's lots of layers on it. What's your creative process like? How long have the songs been around? What did you do? When did you record it?
The creative process, well, it changed a lot over the years since the band will turn almost 14 years next year. So we develop a lot. We have some lineup change. And so the creativity for now is just that we sat down and we say, okay, we're going to do a full length. We're going to do an EP. We're going to do a conceptual things. It's not only like a riff or a guitar ID that been throwing randomly. We really sat and we say, okay, we stop doing show and we make an album. So all the songs just comes together instead of just taking riff from in or there and putting all this together. We really want to work forward to have one main venue with all those music.
Yeah. And do you write the lyrics as well, or is that a collaboration? Yeah.
At the beginning, we were writing the lyrics, kind of all the bands. But for now, I'm writing all the lyrics because people can focus more on the music, and I just have a lot of inspiration. I know where I have to go with Saccage, so I write all the lyrics.
Yeah, and what are your inspirations for the lyrics? Is it sort of the world around you, or is it you personally? Or
honestly, all the lyrics are based on kind of misanthropy. Our eight of people in general. I mean, we got a strong background with Satanism and occultism, but most of the lyrics since the beginning. It's mostly the frustration beyond people and our addiction to drugs and alcohol. It's like we embrace our sins.
What have you been doing during the lockdown? Have you been working on? Is there a lot of new material that you've been generating?
Yeah, we're currently writing new material. So we want to go in the studio this autumn. Saccage is writing stuff all year long, and but for conceptual things, like I said. So now we want to release an EP or a split. We got two or three songs that is really strong. So we don't want to go for a new full length for now, because we just released Chaos Mortem. We want to release a new release it'd probably be two or three songs, just like a Big Mac at the McDonald's. There's no vitamins. It's only fat. It's in your face, man.
That's brilliant. The artwork for the album is absolutely brilliant. Who's done that?
Well, the artwork, it's literally Quebec City. For those who don't know, Quebec City is a French town near about 3 hours from the USA into a Canadian English country. But we're the only place in North America that speak French. So Quebec City is like it's the oldest town in North America. So if you look at the artwork of Chaos Mortem, it's like a defense wall that is 400 years old. And we just take where we live and we did an artwork with it, just like it was chaos on Earth. But instead of taking any place randomly, we take our city in Quebec.
Wow. What's sort of next for you? Are you going to be able to do any live shows out there? Or are you still on lockdown?
Honestly, it's still the lockdown in Quebec, but we did a show last week.
Oh, really?
There's a town called Sherbrooke, near from Montreal, and they start doing show. And they said, oh, it's COVID-proof. There are going to be some security around it. So we went. It was a great show. It was sold out. But in the evening, as long as the evening was going on, people were getting drunk. And at the end, there was no COVID at all. Oh, fucking man. Mosh pit and people screaming lyrics. It was a cool show, like I said. It was sold out. But it was kind of stupid. Too much people. It was illegal.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But but since that show that was last week, we say, okay, we're gonna take a little break, not to have any problem with the justice. But yeah, it's still the lockdown here. So we were supposed to be in Europe this week. We were leaving like 28th of August. So tonight I was supposed to be in Rouen in France, and fucking COVID destroy everything. So we're just looking forward for 2021 for all the next show, because 2020 is dead for me.
No, you're right. Absolutely. That's what I think as well. I think we just say 2020, we just get to the end and then...
Yeah.
We
just getting drunk and playing music and listening to a lot of music. I think I never listened to such music all day because we just have this to do, man.
Yeah. So what are you listening to? What are your sort of musical influences?
I think I could speak for all the bands. It's mostly death metal, old school death metal, black metal, and mixed with like crust and grind. We like our stuff old school, man. It can be heavy metal or even some hard rock, but we like our metal old school. So we don't listen to those slam bands or whatever. We like old school metal, but it can be extreme old school metal. We like blast beat as well.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Sounds brilliant. Dan, I honestly, I can't thank you enough for your time. And it's such a brilliant album.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight, only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
The home of rock radio.